filling it full of fuel. I did one thing. You need to work on the rims a little bit, but other than that, thank the Lord. Brother Charlie, where are you at? Where's Brother Charlie? You gave him a hand. There you go, Brother Charlie. It's a church-wide thing. Thank you for helping him, too. Amen. I am so glad. This morning I was thinking about how many single parents we have in here today that get their children ready to go to church. I'm telling you, we need to get, it's not easy. Those single moms and dads both get their kids ready for church by themselves and make sure they're here dressed nice, teeth brushed, and all the good stuff. I just thank you for what you're doing. Don't think that God does not see that. Amen. Matthew 26:42. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, "My Father, oh my Father, if this cup may not pass away," everyone say pass away. "If this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it." The only way it's going to pass away is drink it. "Thy will be done." 1 John 2:17, "The world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God," or the Father, "abideth forever." Okay. Heaven and earth will pass away, but he that doeth the will of the Father, of God, abideth forever. Not my will, but Father, thy will be done. I want to talk about the pass away. The pass away, which is the prelude to the Passover. Amen. Lord, I come before you this morning. I'm so thankful for your death, your burial, and your resurrection. And I'm thankful, Lord, that you didn't just die, rose again, and went to heaven. That would be wonderful for you, but what about us? You sent back the Comforter. And if we will be sown in weakness, we shall be raised in power. If we will go down like you went down, we will come up like you came up. Thank you for sending the Comforter to our souls, especially in the year 2014. We need the Comforter. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. The Passover, the prelude to the Passover. The prelude is anything or that it is a work, but it is a small work, a quick work that leads way to a greater occurrence. That's the prelude. It comes before a more important movement or performance, if you will. Operas get together and musicians get together before the crowd gets there, and they will sometimes have a prelude, and the prelude is them getting ready, making sure everything is tuned up and ready and their voices are clear, getting ready for the performance that is to come. That is the prelude, and so the pass away is the prelude to the performance. It is the prelude to the main event, if you will. And so the Passover became a religious feast celebrating the liberation of all the seed, if you will, of Abraham, because the Lord had told Abraham, know of a surety that you will be in bondage, thy seed shall be in bondage 400 years. But after that, they will come out with great substance. Amen. You know, I came out of bondage with great substance too. That's right. Anytime you're held in bondage, you ought to come out with great substance. And they came out with great substance. And so we find that God, when Abraham had no seed, he gave Abraham a seed. And Abraham gave birth to a son called Isaac. And Isaac passed that seed to his son Jacob. And Jacob multiplied that seed in what we call the children of Israel. And Joseph is the one that preserved that seed. Hallelujah. And Moses comes along and he was the one that delivered that seed. Oh yeah. And we could track this on down until Jesus arrives. It was the preservation of the seed. And so, because it was the seed of the woman that would be against the seed, right? Okay. And so it was the perpetuation of the seed. And so this deliverance of the seed of Abraham and his progenitors become known as the Passover. And the Passover, my brothers and sisters, is the main event. Now, I don't really watch boxing or anything like that, but I have seen posters and things that said main event. And they got these little events that goes on. That's the prelude. Because the main event is what you come for, what you paid for. And so it is, the Passover is that main event. It is that movement, if you will, which escorted Israel out of Egyptian bondage with all of their wealth, and they did cross the Red Sea, amen. And if it hadn't have been a Passover, they could not have passed through. Oh, yeah. And the Passover was the promise that when I see the blood, I'll pass, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. And if it didn't pass over, something had to pass away. Right. Something had to pass away to have the Passover. There would be no Passover if there was no Passaway. So in the prelude, if you will, of the Passover, a lamb in Israel's household had to pass away. And if it did not pass away, the death angel did not pass over, lest something called the firstborn seed passed away. Something had to pass away for the Passover to happen. And all of the Egyptians was not in touch with God to know they'd better sacrifice the lamb, because if you don't, something's going to pass away. And what passed away was the firstborn of their own seed. But God was preserving his seed. And it wasn't mama's duty. It wasn't the oldest boy's duty. It was the father's duty to make sure that they stayed dressed that night. Did you know that? They said, keep your clothes, put them jammers off, put your jeans on. Well, we're getting out of here tonight. Tonight, they stayed dressed that night because they were ready. Ooh, are you ready? Hallelujah. Are you dressed? Are you ready to go? If the bridegroom comes, he says, right now, I'm coming. Do you have to change anything in your life, or are you fully dressed? They were fully dressed, and it was the father's duty to make sure that their best lamb was slain, because if he didn't slay the best lamb and apply the blood to the doorpost and the lintel, then the firstborn of his seed would die, because there could not be a Passover if there was not a Passaway. My. This Passaway became the precursor of this Passover that would lead to the main event that we call the Passover, or the Exodus of the children of Israel. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm thankful for the book of Genesis. Leviticus is about the priesthood. It's good. It's got a lot of stuff in it. You know, Deuteronomy, and you go on down. I'm thankful for all them books, but I'm here to tell you, the main book is the book of Exodus. I don't have to know how everything began, but I have to know how we get out of here. And if you ever miss your exit, I've told you my Bucky experience, don't miss your exit. Everybody has to have an exodus out of this world. And this was the main event, was the Exodus. And so after they exited, they had this. The Lord told Moses, I want you to keep that feast. Even today, do you know that many of the Jews, the Orthodox Jews, still keep the feast of the Passover? That's right. And for thousands of years, the children of Israel continued this tradition of something passing away, the lamb passing away, and their sins would be remitted another year. And the redemption story, if you will, of the New Testament does not really begin with the birth of Jesus Christ. No, that's still part of the Old Testament. They divide it into New Testament, but it's really still part of the Old Testament. The beginning of the New Testament, or the prelude of the New Testament, was the day he was going to be declared to die. When John the Baptist looked at him, snapped his fingers, made him say, I knew him not. That's my cousin right there, and I knew it not. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. This was the prelude of the New Testament. This was the beginning of the Passaway. The Lamb could not take away the sin unless it passed away. And this is where the redemption story begins. So in our text, we find our lamb, if you will, in reading him praying, and we find our lamb, the Lamb of God, is in a stall at the Garden of Gethsemane, waiting for the slaughter. Oh, when you're in the stall, you can't go forward and you can't go backward. But you know what's waiting ahead. He said, my soul is exceedingly troubled. I can't go forward and I can't go backward. I must go forward, but I don't really want to. And so our lamb, we find him in the stall and he's waiting. Have you ever been in the stall mode before where you don't know what to do? Well, if you don't know what to do, do what he did. He prayed. He prayed, and the lamb began to bleat out, not long prayers, but a little prayer. As the lamb was along and his three most trusted disciples he left behind as he entered into the stall, and he said, oh, my Father, oh, my Father. See, it was the Father's responsibility to make sure that the lamb died. And he said, oh, my Father, if it be possible, can this cup pass from me? Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And then after he had prayed that first prayer, he goes back to his most trusted disciples to find them fast asleep. And he wakes them up. And can you not watch with me but 1 hour? I won't be in the stall much longer. I'm fixing to be offered. They're coming. I hear the footsteps. They're coming. Can you pray with me? Quickly, quickly, pray with me. Yeah, we'll pray with you. And he went away, and they fell back to sleep. And I want you to notice, when he went back, the Bible says, and he prayed again, but he added a little something to the next prayer that got this birthed in my mind. This time he said, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. The only way it's going to pass away is drink it. If I don't drink it, I'll stay in the stall. If I don't drink it, I won't take away the sin of the world. It was the only way for the cup to pass away was to consume it. And sometimes things in our life have to pass away. Some things that we don't want to do has got to pass away. And the only way it's going to pass away is drink it, consume it, change it. The Lamb of God would drink the deadly poison that his seed, us, might live. And the timing of this text, guess what? It is the feast of the Passover. The timing of the prayer becomes the prelude to the exodus, if you will, of our sins. The timing of this is the applying of the blood to the doorpost of a different kind of door that the Father was in charge. He'd have said, well, yeah, I think I'll let you by. There'd be no Passover. But it pleased the Father to bruise him. Not that he was happy to see him suffer, but it pleased him in that the Son wanted to please his Father. So he said, not my will, but thine be done. Oh, my. This redemption story has gone on and on for many, many years, and it's still going on today. And I'm here to tell you today, there will be no Passover in your individual life unless there is a passing away. Amen. And they came and they got him and they would take him away. And here we go. Judas kissed the gate and the Jews hung the door. Jesus said, I am the door of the sheepfold. Anybody, whoever tries to come up any other way is a thief and a robber. I'm telling you, big doors swing on little hinges. Your salvation is hinged on a cross. Unless you come by the way of the cross, you can't come in. Something's got to pass away to get in. Are you hearing me? he cried with a loud voice, his waning few moments on the cross. He cried with a loud voice, not to his mother that was standing there, but to the one he was responsible to, his father. My father, my father, why hast thou forsaken me? My father, my father. You got to understand, he is on the cross saying to them, thy sins be forgiven thee. And yet he is saying to the Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Do you understand the magnitude of those sayings when you put them together? He's forgiving their sins and he's being charged with our sins. Forgive them, but what about me? And in this great agony that he was in, he screamed out. He said, I thirst. And then he said, it is finished. It is finished. And when he said those words, he bowed his head, the Bible says, and he gave up the ghost. And when he passed away, something passed over. Woo! Hallelujah. When he passed away, something passed over. Whew. I'm telling you, the veil, as soon as he said, it is finished, ripped right from the top to the bottom. The veil was, something was passing over from the top to the bottom. The earth did quake. The rocks would rent, the winds would blow, the sun would be darkened. And hear this, dead men, some of the saints that slept in their graves, got up, got their bread, popped that lid open. Hallelujah, what's going on around here? That was something had passed over after his resurrection. And they went into the city and ministered unto many. I'm here to tell you, if you want to live, you got to die. Something's got to pass away to get an exodus and a passing over. My, my, my. And they stood there. And those that were there, when they saw all this passing, these things passing over, they said, surely he was the Son of God. Hallelujah. When Jesus closed his eyes, their eyes came open. And when he quit breathing, people in the grave began breathing. When he lost his hope, we got our hope. And when he said, I thirst, then all of a sudden my thirst was filled. When he pierced his side, his bride was born. When he said it was finished, we were just getting started. When he passed away, the Passover began. Hallelujah. He gave us everything he denied himself of. Do you understand? Everything he did without, he turned around and gave it to the church. The Passover was the prelude to the Passover. And when he passed away, he breathed new life and hope into hopeless people. Not only in the dark graves where they slept, but the Bible says that Jesus, when he came out of the grave, he said, I have been victorious over the grave. I have the keys to both death and hell. Thank God for the Passover. Why don't you clap your hands? Thank God for the Passover. He's got the keys to death and hell. Hallelujah. It's finished. It's finished. The Passover was the prelude to a new life in Christ. And when the Lamb passed away, he brought forth everlasting life to us. He that seeks to save his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall keep it. Keep it. So that he that is dead, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth, he said to Martha and Mary, shall never die. Thank God for the Passover. Hallelujah. No wonder he said, Sister Raynell, when he was talking to them, they didn't understand him going, if I be lifted up and all that. They didn't understand that. He said, maybe you'll understand this. Except a grain of wheat fall into the ground and pass away. Except it die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it brings forth seed. It brings forth much fruit. And the fruit has the seed inside of it that perpetuates the life he'll have ever. As long as you give me a fruit, I got a seed. And as long